Hi, welcome to the Christian American Man Podcast. This podcast examines what it means to be a husband, a son, a father, and a man in 21st century America. I'm your host, Phil Wilson, and together we will talk about all things Christian, all things American, and all things manly. And now, on to the podcast. Hey folks, Phil Wilson here, Christian American Man, back again with you. It's episode 21, and today we're going to get back into a COVID-19 vein a little bit. We're going to be talking about the church, because the church has been impacted by the quarantine and what I have referred to as the coronapocalypse. And so today I thought I'd take some time and talk about the five predictions for the post-COVID-19 church. As we're beginning to see the first areas of the country open up with regard to the coming out after the COVID-19 quarantine, the church is going to be faced with some new cultural perceptions and realities. We're going to see a different day. And so far during the quarantine, I have seen three different approaches to dealing with the quarantine taken by churches. So one is that some churches have decided to do what I call shut down and hunker down. These seem to be mostly older congregations. They seem to be congregations that have limited technological resources in terms of staffing, in terms of equipment, and limited tech-savvy congregations. I think that they will probably return to some semblance of where they were. And I'll just say that they probably aren't listening to this podcast because if they are not connected in other areas, they're probably not connected in the podcast arena. So the second thing that I have seen is I've seen some churches that have tried to deliver the same content, but only do that online. These are churches that consider the 30 to 60 minute sermon to be a sacrosanct kind of thing, and maybe even the order of worship. They're typically uploading their message on Sunday morning to whatever platform they're using. They are doing things pretty much the same way, other than the fact that they may not be doing music, or they may only be doing a video of music, or they may be doing a performance in an empty church. But typically, they're trying to do the same thing that they were always doing, only doing it online. I don't know how successful that is. I have looked at some of the videos that different churches are doing. I have noticed that they're not getting a lot of watchers, if you will, especially like on the Facebook videos and on YouTube and the things where you can see how many times that a video has been viewed. And so I think that that's kind of providing mixed results. The third thing that I have seen some churches do is to adapt and to roll with the changes. These seem to be the least common, actually. They understand the social climate. They understand the tech landscape. They understand the anxiety that people are engaged in. They're nimble. They're willing to change. And I will just say that I personally believe that they're most likely to be the most successful coming out of the COVID-19 quarantine. So having said all that, what are some things that we can expect to see post-COVID-19 for the post-COVID-19 church, both in terms of negative and positive things? So here's my five predictions. Number one, I think that attendance may surge, but I also think that it may drop long term. I see a lot of folks on social media right now talking about how they can't wait to get back, and how that they are mad. Some of them are mad because the government has suggested that they not go to church. Some folks are believing that that churches will be packed as we open this up. But I have pastored long enough, and I know the human psyche. I know how that works, and I know that lip service is an easy thing to do. It's an easy say. It's a hard do. Lip service may not translate into attendance. and the habit of having a free, quote-unquote, Sunday for even a regular church attender may translate to lower attendance long term. We were already seeing this trend. We were already seeing the average person that believed that they were a regular church attendee. If they went to church twice a month, they considered themselves to be a regular church attendee. I think that we're probably going to see that trend continue and maybe even be exacerbated by the results of this COVID-19 crisis. So the second thing is that as a result of that, I think money's going to be tighter for a lot of churches. Unless your church has fully embraced automatic drafts for tithes, a lot of folks are not giving now. Some of them are. Some of them are being proactive. But there's a lot of folks that aren't, and there's a lot of folks that won't catch up. For some churches that were already struggling, especially those with a sizable staff or with a sizable mortgage, this may create some real issues. There may be some churches that find themselves in very dire monetary consequences. I know that churches have already seen giving down over the last several years, and I think that money's going to be tight coming out of this. The third thing that I will say for the post-COVID-19 churches, I think that the size, the order, and the timing of services may change for many churches. Social distancing is still going to be a real thing for months to come. There's going to be small gatherings. There are going to be alternative times. There are going to be the way that people engage during a service. Those are all going to be affected. The negative of that is that the result of that may segment churches to some degree. I have seen churches that had multiple services become several small churches as a result of that. But the positive is that it may make better use of the physical church plant. So there may be some negatives, there may be some positives, but I think that the size, the order, the timing of services are going to change for a lot of churches. Fourth, I'm going to tell you that I believe that small groups are going to be even a greater force within the church. I think especially those small groups that have continued to engage with each other, that have continued to connect with each other, will be the saving grace for many churches. Connection is important. Human connection is vital. And if a church doesn't have that, if a church hasn't, isn't, and doesn't connect with its members, it's going to lose out. Now, let me just say this. If you don't get anything else out of this, I'm not talking about just uploading a video whenever it comes to connection. I'm talking about a text, a phone call, a visit. I'm talking about something that's interactive. I'm talking about something that has dialogue involved, where people get to talk to you and you get to talk to them. I think that it's vitally, vitally, vitally important for the church to be able to reach out and engage in each other and to be able to check on folks and to see, you know, that was good 150 years ago. It has not changed that much. Culture has changed, but the nature of people has not changed. And people want to know that you care, and people want to be a part of a community. And so I think it's important for us to understand that small groups can be a very powerful thing for that. I think leadership can too. And so I think it's important for us to see that that's going to be an even greater force in the post-COVID church. And finally, for the fifth thing, I'm going to say that online culture is going to wag the dog, so to speak. If you've ever heard that expression, how that the tail wags the dog, I think that the online culture is going to wag the dog of the church. I think attention spans online are shorter. I think that the video culture has to adapt with regard to the way that we do things and the way that we interact with individuals from our church. And so I'm just going to tell you, we're going to have to adapt, and I think that that the successful churches will adapt. 5 minutes of hard-hitting dynamic teaching will reach 10 times of the people that one 45-minute message does. I know that doesn't sound good to a lot of people, but it's just the way it is. Twitter uses 280 characters. That's that, you know, as opposed to 28,000 words, you know, or 2,800 words. It uses 280 characters, and it's reaches millions and millions of people. There's a reason that memes get clicked on many more times than somebody's long written diatribe on Facebook. And so I think it's important for us to understand that. I think that that will impact the church and the culture of the church and the way that we deliver the message. I'm not saying that the message needs to change. I'm saying that our method will change. Successful churches will learn how to deliver truth, meat, and the gospel in a soundbite culture. Jesus knew what he was doing. John 3:16 has enough gospel to save the world. I'm not saying that we have to quit teaching, but I'm saying that we have to learn how to adapt to shorter attention spans, especially for the online culture. What we do online, I believe, will impact what we do in person. You know, I remember one time whenever I was given a spot on a Christian television program, they said, you got 5 minutes. And so I took 5 minutes and I went in and I used the 14th chapter of John and I talked about the way, the truth, and the life. And I did an intro in 1 minute. I did the 3 points of the way, the truth, and the life in the next 3 minutes. And I closed and gave an invitation in the 5th minute. It can be done. And it can be effective, and it can be powerful if we choose to make it so. So I think that we're going to see that. I think that successful churches will learn how to do that as we move along. That's all I have today. So please share this podcast with someone. Leave a review on the podcast app of your choice, and be sure to subscribe. Also, please check out ChristianAmericanMan.com. for a chance to get a free copy of the Christian American Manifesto and to purchase some of my books, including my most recent novel, The Starvation Box, that's available on ChristianAmericanMan.com as well as on Amazon.com, both in paperback and Kindle form. Until next week, make sure to be the Christian American man that God, your country, and your family needs. Take care and God bless.